الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله على ما هدانا وله الشكر على ما أولانا. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. الله أكبر.
عید آمد و دل مؤمن بر سر دوراهی آمدن عید رمضان و رفتن ماه رمضان بلا تکلیف است. از آمدن آن یک دل شاد باشد یا از رفتن این یک محزون. عید فطر پاکترین و عیدترین عیدهاست، چرا که پاداش یک ماه عبادت و شستشوی جان در نهر پاک رمضان است.
خیلی ممنون و متشکر. بفرمایید. خیلی متشکر، خیلی ممنون. خداوند شما رو محفوظ بداره. بفرمایید. السلام علیکم و رحمت الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمین. الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والارض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. نحمده و نستعینه و نؤمن به و نتوکل علیه و نصلی و نسلم علی حبیبه و نجیبه و خیرته فی خلقه سیدنا ابی القاسم المصطفی محمد. وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين سيما بقية الله في الأراضين وصلى على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين وهداة المؤمنين. عيد سعيد فطر به همه شما برادران و خواهران عزیز نمازگزار تبریک عرض می کنم و همچنین به همه ملت بزرگ ایران و به همه ملت‌های مسلمان و امت عظیم اسلامی در سراسر جهان. روز عید فطر دارای دو خصوصیت ممتاز است که خصوصیت اول آن عبارت است از این حالت طهارت و نزاهت و نظافتی که در دل و جان انسان‌های مؤمن به وجود آمده است در اثر ریاضت‌های شرعی و الهی ماه مبارک رمضان.
Muslim nations and also all the faithful because of the observances during the holy month of Ramadan. And fasting is one of these observances. Worldly pleasures during the long hours of fasting. And we try to suppress our carnal and physical needs during the fasting time. Besides that, we try to renew our relations with God and the Holy Quran and familiarize ourselves with the concepts of our religion. And also we pray and we exercise supplication and we get closer to our Creator during the days and the nights of the holy month of Ramadan, especially the Qadr nights. All of these bring some spirituality to our life, some innocence to our souls. And of course, as I said, during these observances, we learn great lessons, and we should make the best use of these. One of these lessons is that a faithful human being can have great achievements and can, as I said, suppress the carnal needs and pleasures. And this is a very important point. Sometimes we tell ourselves that we cannot fight against these needs, but the fasting during the holy month of Ramadan stands witness to the fact that when we exercise our will, our strong will, we can overcome these worldly pleasures, and we should not be and we will not be lured by these physical needs. We can, as I said, overcome these with the help of God Almighty and liberate our souls from these. This strong will and the lessons we learn from exercising that can help ourselves to liberate our souls from these bad habits, habits that sort of keep us behind, both spiritually and worldly-wise. And we learn lessons, as I said, of overcoming hurdles and obstacles. Besides that, we also exercise compassion towards others, helping others, and we become less self-centered and we start thinking and caring about others. You can see that fortunately during the past couple of years and also this year, we have seen so many examples of charity, of people building mosques, contributing to the different kinds of social charity, and they give food to the poor and share their food with them without standing to any kind of ceremony. Very simple Meals were distributed. The spirit of cooperation.